I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, August 6th. No injuries were reported after a car crashed into the Four River Rotary in Quincy Point early today. Police say a vehicle driven by 26-year-old Manuel Birch of Braintree struck a curb and was heavily damaged after coming over the Four River Bridge from Weymouth into Quincy just after 1:30 this morning. Birch and a 24-year-old female passenger were not hurt, and no citations were issued, but the 2008 Honda Accord sustained heavy damage and was towed from the scene. The Quincy Traffic Department is in the process of studying ways to improve safety at the Four River Rotary after numerous similar crashes there. Boaters traveling through the waters of Massachusetts Bay have routinely been treated to spectacular whale sightings in recent months. A boating trip that began near Marina Bay in Quincy yesterday was no exception. Boaters were treated to an unexpected spectacle of a whale breaching multiple times in Dorchester Bay. Jared Hannigan described the scene as an absolute explosion in the water. Hannigan said that the whales seemed to be having a blast, likening them to kids in a sandbox. It wasn't the only time the whale was spotted so close to shore. Other spectators spotted a whale breaching multiple times while enjoying a walk around Deer Island. Observers reported the whale breaching as many as 20 times in an hour. The whales have been drawn to the bay to feed on bait fish like pogies, and they're swimming right in the harbor channels as ferries and boats move back and forth. Recently, a whale in Rye, New Hampshire, made a surprise appearance, crashing on top of a boat. Sightings have become more frequent and closer to shore. Over the weekend, a whale was spotted not far from the gas tank in Dorchester. At the time of the spectacle, there were plenty of boats in the water, including a whale watch boat that didn't have to go far to catch the show. A former Boston police sergeant has been sentenced in federal court in Boston in connection with the investigation of overtime fraud at the Boston Police Department's evidence warehouse. 66-year-old Gerard O'Brien from Braintree was sentenced to 2 years of supervised release with 6 months to be served at home detention. O'Brien was also ordered to pay almost $26,000 in restitution and a $5,000 fine. In June of 2021, O'Brien pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit theft concerning programs receiving federal funds and one count of embezzlement. From at least December 2016 through February 2019, O'Brien submitted false and fraudulent overtime slips for overtime shifts that he did not work at the evidence warehouse. The purge overtime was a 4 to 8 p.m. weekday shift intended to dispose of old, unneeded evidence. Kiosk overtime involved driving to each police district in Boston one Saturday a month to collect old prescription drugs to be burned. For the purge shift, O'Brien claimed to have worked from 4 to 8 p.m., but he and other members of the unit routinely left at 6 o'clock or earlier. And for the kiosk shift, O'Brien submitted overtime slips claiming to have worked 8.5 hours, when in fact he and other members of that unit only worked 3 to 4 hours for those shifts. As a supervisor, O'Brien endorsed fraudulent overtime slips submitted by the officers at the warehouse for those shifts. Protesters gathered yesterday outside Kearney Hospital in Dorchester, criticizing Steward Healthcare's plan to close the hospital amid bankruptcy proceedings. In July, bankrupt Steward said it planned to close Kearney in Dorchester and Neshoba Valley Medical in Ayer on or about August 31st, after it was unable to find qualified buyers for those facilities. They held signs with messages criticizing Steward for, quote, corporate greed, and pleading that Dorchester needs Kearney. Some members of the crowd wore hospital scrubs, jackets, or sweatshirts. Participating employees expressed concern about their patients. And the group was also critical of Governor Maura Healey for allowing the closures. Spokesperson for Healy blamed Stewart's irresponsible business tactics for Kearney and Neshoba being forced to close. Stewart said it is acutely aware of the difficulties the closures are causing. Company and state both said they're working to make sure all 1,200 impacted workers can get other jobs. The Texas-based for-profit healthcare company said in July it's been actively working to sell or transition all its Massachusetts hospitals, and that they were in active negotiations to sell six of them. The state is providing $30 million to help the hospitals through the transition process. Norwood Hospital, which has been closed since a flood in 2020, is not included in the bidding. Manette Community Health Center of Quincy is celebrating National Community Health Center Week this week with several events. Manette kicked off the week yesterday at their new Taunton location with a visit from Congressman Jake Auchincloss. Today is Staff Appreciation Day at all Manette locations. Tomorrow, Manette will hold an open house at their North Quincy headquarters on West Squantum Street from 1 to 4, including Fair Foods, selling fresh produce for $2 per bag. And on Friday, Manette will hold a walk-in blood pressure clinic from 9 to 3:30 at their new location at the Yawkey Housing Resource Center on Broad Street in Quincy. The theme of this year's National Community Health Center Week is Powering Communities Through Caring Connections. Manette was founded in 1979 and now has 8 practice locations in Quincy, Taunton, Hull, and Attleboro. American Red Cross announcing yesterday it's experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces dangerous levels of heat and people head out for final summer travel plans. Since July 1st, the Red Cross said that its national blood supply has fallen by more than 25%, and blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Heat impacted more than 100 blood drives in July in nearly every state where the Red Cross collects blood, contributing to a shortfall of more than 19,000 blood donations. At the same time, hospital demand for blood products remains strong. The Red Cross works with hospitals around the clock to meet the blood needs of patients, but can no longer do it alone. Those who come to give blood, platelets, or plasma between August 1st and August 31st will get a $20 Amazon gift card in exchange for their donation. Here in Quincy, the Red Cross will be holding 2 blood drives later this month on August 24th from 9 to 2 at the Four River Clubhouse on Nevada Road in Quincy Point, and on August 26th from 1 to 6:30 at the Quincy Sons of Italy on Quarry Street. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Massachusetts will join community organizers, neighbors, and law enforcement partners in national night out events across the Commonwealth. Tonight's National Night Out is an annual community building campaign that promotes partnerships and camaraderie between law enforcement and the communities they serve to make the neighborhood safer. Millions take part in National Night Out events across thousands of communities on the first Tuesday of August in most areas of the country. National Night Out was established in 1984 with funding from the Bureau of Justice Assistance of the U.S. Department of Justice. The program is administered by the National Association of Town Watch, a nationwide nonprofit. Here in Quincy, National Night Out will take place tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. at Pageant Field, and will include children's activities and a touch-a-truck event. That's all weather permitting. Check of business news this morning, and stocks took a tumble yesterday, with the Dow retreating over 1,000 points. The NASDAQ lost 576, and the S&P dropped 160. Other Asian markets were higher after those sharp losses on Wall Street that were dramatic, but not on the same scale as yesterday's 12.5% nosedive in Tokyo. Today, the dollar is up, the euro rose, and oil at $74 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Royals in Kansas City 9-5. They're at it again tonight at 8:10. National Weather Service forecast for today, rain off and on throughout the day today. and rather humid with a high of 75 degrees. Rain could be heavy at times tonight at a low of 71. Rain tapers to showers tomorrow, the high 70 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy at a high 77, and more rain Friday as we feel the effects of Hurricane Debbie with a high Friday 76. Out on the water, waves about a foot. A northerly wind at 5 to 10 knots becomes northeast later today. High tide 1:38 p.m. Sunrise 5:42, sets at 7:56. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, August 6th.